Okay, listen to this now. Yeah, let Paul come. Where is Juliet?
3 benches down.
She might find this interesting.
Is she resting then? Don't disturb her.
No, she's talking.
Juliet. Finishing the last fight.
Oh, then there's no hurry. You told her not to hurry through. Because it is the injunction of the Lord never to disturb one when one is relishing food, never to disturb one when one is fast asleep.
What about those incense sticks, Arash?
There she is. Why did you hurry through it? Who called you like that? No, but you were eating, isn't it? Have you finished your lunch? No, really? You didn't hurry through it?
Oh.
Then you're welcome. Sit here somewhere, What I'm saying is that if you want to keep constant company with him, then know well that time is wearing out. And you cannot afford to relish your food. He wants you to eat sumptuously, but not relish it. He wants you to play all your games with full vigor and all that, but not enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to live your life, but with every moment of your life, he wants you to die with it. So that's how the life with him is. Beware, you have made friends with him. These are his ways, Julie. If you still want to be friends with him, then you have to eat fast, sleep meagerly and get up soon and this and that, all that sort of thing. Run. All the time.
Julie has
panting.
A lot of good experience with that because I think what she said, the program she was in, she worked 130 hours, was on call for 130, 40 hours a week, and I always think that that's very good practice.
Good then.
Not quite as rigorous, but good practice.
But what happened? She has slowed down here when she has come to India? Is it still a jet lag or something like that?
No.
No. What is it? You are the slowest and calmest and composed person here, I see.
Very deliberate.
Yeah,
so I think it's a reaction to all the stress and... It's the other side of it. It's a reaction to all the stress and anxiety and busyness.
Is where you were working and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Good that you have. We shouldn't bother her much now. Because she must have good rest. And
but also a neurosurgeon to be that. If you're
that. She is a neurosurgeon.
You said your specialty is neurosurgery? So to do that, you better have calm. I mean, you don't want anyone scrambling.
Not like Dr. Ginde. Do you know the surgeon who was your... You are the top neurosurgeon of this country. And you know how Baba caught him in his net? Oh, that will be another good story.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What he goes through in order to catch a bird there in his... Oh.